Hello.
Hi, Walter. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good. Yeah, congrats to the Notre Dame. I saw they won the game.
Oh, yeah. It was badass.
That's awesome. Yeah. I bet your kids were so excited because they were there seeing all the action, huh?
Oh, yeah. They were there. I was talking to them on the phone while they were there at the post game when they give out the trophies and stuff. They were trying to get close enough to get on TV, but they never did.
Oh, that's so cool, though, just that they were there and got to experience that, you know. That's awesome. And they're alumni, too. That makes it even better.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's
for sure. Yep,
yeah,
of course. Oh, you wish you would have been there?
Oh, yeah. That would have been awesome. But actually, being there, if you're just there to watch the game and really want to watch the game.
Yeah.
Being in person, you can't really watch the game.
Yeah, because there's so much other
going
on.
You don't see everything of the game.
Yeah.
On TV, you see everything. You see replays and all that. So.
Yeah.
I had a text last night from Local Splash that told me they have canceled my contract.
That happened before you and I talked, because when an account gets almost 2 months past due, they'll cancel the site because they don't want to do any maintenance and whatnot on the site when the account hasn't paid for nearly 2 months. But the good news is we're catching it in time. You and I talked last night, and if you wanted to reinstate it, we're still at the point where we can do that. It's not like the site has been deleted or anything. So if you looked up your site, there's a little orange banner at the top that will stay there for a couple of days just to give you that chance to keep the site, right? So like I said, we're catching it in time, you know, assuming that you have a new payment method or we'll have one later today, you know. And remember, I reduced it down to just the $29 for the hosting because of all your surgeries and everything.
Okay, I'm going to trust you. I do have the card number. My daughter did call after the game.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry about the timing of that. The system sometimes does these things, and we just miss it by a hair. So right after I talked to you yesterday, I saw that already took place. But you and I said that, you know, it was going to, you know, be okay today. So I figured, oh, it's not even an issue, because if it's only one day, they can reinstate the site, no problem.
You're going to fix it, in other words?
Yeah, that orange banner that's up there now, it'll come down within one business day. But the good news is we're in California, so it's only 7:27 in the morning. So I'm pretty sure it'll even come down today.
And you're going to make sure, right?
I'm going to make sure. I'm going to stay on top of it for you, Walter. Absolutely.
Okay, Tina.
Okay, so is the billing address still the Main Street address for the new card?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yep.
Okay, so go ahead with the number when you're ready.
544 3.
Okay.
7203.
Got it.
7577.
7577, okay.
3030.
3030. Okay, and expiration?
1228.
1228, and the code?
846.
846. Okay, so let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. So just bear with me here. We'll make sure everything processes. Excellent. Okay, so that worked. I got the green light for you. So you are all good to go. And then, like I said, I'm going to notify the web development team right now that payment had been reinstated. So they'll get that orange banner off the site today, okay?
You're going to make that happen, right, Tina? I got your word?
Yes, you have my word. Don't worry about it. I promise you, I'm sending them the message right now, so they'll get it done.
Because, Tina, you know that, just to let you know, if you don't know, I have had issues with other of your colleagues.
Oh, you
and
have?
You and Lulu are the only two that I trust. Because other people have lied to me. Okay?
Okay. Thank you for relaying that to me. And I'm going to let Lulu know that you also said that, because I'm sure that's going to make her day. She's going to like that. Yeah, so thank you for doing. But just to let you know, when an account reactivates like this, it automatically will do it. But I'm even taking it one step further, and I'm messaging them personally so that they get on top of it. So, you know, if it's on the back burner and they were going to do it at the end of the day, they'll see my message and they'll do it right away. You see what I mean?
Okay. Now, I got another, I got another request. If you may not be able to, but and I'll understand, because nobody has.
Right.
But I'm thinking you're tech savvy, right?
Somewhat. I'm not a technician, but I get by.
Okay.
Yeah.
It has to do with Facebook.
Okay. What's going on with your Facebook?
Okay. I had a company. It was called We Will Concrete, but it was called We Will Concrete Solutions, LLC.
Okay.
Okay. That Facebook, when I went to college, and this is what about the time when I started the business, or right after, my professor told me to leave bad reviews on.
Oh,
because,
I see.
Because his reasoning was, people want to see the end result. They want to see, did you get paid? Was the concrete there? Were they happy about the concrete? The
right.
the other character shortcomings, people expect companies to have that aren't perfect.
Okay.
Those who are that claim they're perfect and they have nothing bad, or people kind of like shy away from them.
Okay.
And the business I had was helping people that have made mistakes. In fact, the company was solely, I had a contract, a memorandum of understanding with DOC.
Okay.
Where I went in and took prisoners out through my apprenticeship program. Okay. So
okay.
It all made sense to me with what my professor was saying. However, people are looking at the wrong website, because they're getting that website from Solutions of back in 2011, and they're looking at my bad reviews and they're asking me about them. Well, if those who are asking me about them, I might be missing out on people that just don't even want to deal with it, right?
Yes, exactly. You're right.
So I need that site gone, zipped, no way to get to. And I haven't figured out how to do it. And you can't call freaking Facebook and get a live person. It's like, how do you do that? And I've had people say, oh, I can do it. If it gets done, pay me. I said, I'll give you $1,000 if you get that shit off of there. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
And nobody's been successful. So I thought I'd throw that at you and see what you could do. And the $1,000, I'll mail it to you, or we'll send it somehow. And that'd be just, I know we're on a recorded line, but you can do side work.
Oh, no, you wouldn't have to pay us to do that. But if there is like a little nominal fee for the Facebook department to do it, then I'll create the invoice and I'll call you back and let you know. But I see that We Will Concrete Solutions page. I'm actually looking at it now.
So
I'm just trying to see. We gave the company
from the prison to other people have put bad reviews on me.
Mm-hmm.
The prison. I was in a mean, unforgivable arena doing what I was, lowering the rate of recidivism is stepping on a lot of people's toes. That's
right.
How they make their living, and so they put the hammer on us for many years, from bringing dogs to job sites, through neighborhoods, to bad reviews,
to locking down my prisoners for no reason. The prison made it really difficult to do what I do, because the prisoners were actually benefiting really good. They had already pre-homes, pre-vehicles, credit-free. They were paying off because they couldn't keep but $100 on their books.
Right.
And we had lawyers that would find bills that they owed that money went there. Well, prisoners was not coming back to prison.
Oh, I see.
It was working. And the prison itself, our DOC commissioner actually stepped in and said, hey, well, you got to shut this down. And I said, we're not shutting this down. Give me a reason. So
right.
My lawyer stepped in and kept us going. Well, then prison itself, oh, yeah, they hammered us bad. So we ended up folding.
Okay.
Because they were taking it out on the prisoners. But anyway,
I'm sorry to hear that. Long story short.
And,
yeah.
If I can get that down, man, that would be so awesome. If you can make that happen.
I'm just putting it in the notes here. I already sent the link to the Facebook revisions department.
If they could do that, you know, we might even adjust our contract with you.
Yeah, you might go back to do like the Facebook ads and the Google, but for right now,
yes,
you're doing just the site, and that's just because of the surgery. But I figure you're going to want to, you know, ramp it back up in the future. So I sent them the message, so I'll circle back to the account on Monday, and I'll see if they were able to do it. If not, I'll communicate with you what they said. What I'm thinking, Walter, is they're probably going to send you an email that says, please add us to your Facebook page. So what they're going to want is for you to add us to that old one. We Will Concrete Solutions.
Yeah, I can't even get in it.
Oh, you can't get in it. Okay.
No.
Let me send that.
I can't even get in it.
Okay. Do you know, did you create it or someone else created it at that time?
I had another agency set it up.
Okay.
My secretary did all that. Office work. I had a secretary back then.
Okay.
So my stuff, I can't even get in it. And she's gone in the wind. I can't find her.
Yeah, and even if you did, she probably wouldn't remember that. That's ancient history to her if she doesn't work there anymore, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm going to put this in the old Facebook to be removed, but he does not have credentials or a way to get them.
Yeah. Thank you for your time.
Oh, you're welcome. So I'll communicate with you, and I'll call back on Monday once I hear back from them. But they have the link of the page that you do want removed. So I'll just, you know, have them look at it, and then as soon as I hear back from them, I'll communicate with you. Okay, Walter?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Have
a, you too. Have a nice weekend, too. Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.